Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hollies bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, that book is all about ethics. The subtitle of that book is The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. And every day that goes by, something happens that makes that book more relevant. So I hope you'll check it out. I want to talk now, it's just you and me, by the way. I want to talk about this the new Facebook coin, their cryptocurrency, they call it Libra. So let's talk about how this is going to roll out, how it's going to work, and what kind of issues they're going to have dealing rolling this thing out. As you heard me say earlier, there are a couple thousand cryptocurrencies out there. The big daddy is Bitcoin. The second, the little daddy is Ethereum, and then there's all the others underneath there. Almost all of them have a blockchain type of foundational technology, a distributed ledger network type of technology. And by the way, I'm writing a three article series on this that will be published. I'll be distributing it in the next 3 weeks or so. Pretty much in the month of July, I'll be distributing this. So it'll be 1 week for 3 weeks. It'll be talking about the different kinds of the different ways of technology of blockchain technology, I should say. But back to Facebook, as I mentioned, I predicted in January that Facebook or Amazon would have a cryptocurrency in 2019. And Facebook turned out made me look pretty smart, which I always like. Because they've just announced their currency last month called Libra. Now, one of the things that they've been saying is why would they do this? Why would they launch their own currency? What would be the benefit? See, you and I do business with Facebook with dollars, right? With the U.S. currency. If we're Americans, we do it with U.S. currency. If they're in another country, they'll do it with that currency. The fiat money. The money that, you know, Facebook has users. When you use the internet, when you use Facebook and you don't spend any money, you're a user. But if you buy an ad, if you do the business of Facebook through ads and that sort of thing, well, you pay them in the sovereign currency, the sovereign fiat currency of the country that you live in. In the United States, we pay them in dollars. So why would Facebook need to have its own currency? Why aren't dollars good enough? Why wouldn't that work? Well, that's a really good question. And we should often, whenever a company with its own ecosystem, like Amazon, like Facebook, like Google, any of those guys, whenever they create their own currency, their own cryptocurrency, which was not even possible before. Think about this, folks. 30 years ago, Sears wouldn't have been allowed to create their own currency to be used inside of their company, not in a form of a real currency. Now, airlines use frequent flyer miles. You can trade those inside with them, right? But you can't really trade those among people in the ecosystem. You couldn't use them with another traveler, right? But with Facebook's Libra, with these cryptocurrencies, I believe that they're going to wind up allowing those currencies to be used by their users within their ecosystem. So if you're on Facebook and there's a person who's also on Facebook, you can do business with each other using their Libra eventually. I suspect that that's what will happen. I'm certain that that's what will happen when Amazon does this, because Amazon is even more of a market ecosystem than Facebook is. But let's talk about Facebook's Libra is the first one of these big ecosystems, and they brought on other entities, other credit card companies that are supporting them in this. So here's the challenge for these cryptocurrencies that come with the ecosystems, something the size of Facebook, where people can literally, and again, Amazon's a perfect example, even better example. You can spend a lot of time and money inside of that ecosystem and never use the dollar, never use the euro or the yen. Think about that. You're only using that platform's cryptocurrency. And to the degree that gains some kind of critical mass and people start liking it, and the younger generations are going to gravitate to it. I'm convinced that they'll like it. The younger generations will drive cryptocurrency eventually. There's no question about that in my mind. To the degree that gains traction, those cryptocurrencies like the Libra gains traction, it's going to then, by definition, weaken the dollar. And when that and the dollar has never had that kind of pressure on it. All the dollar value pressure, or the euro, or the pound, the pressure has always been from an economic standpoint, right? From a currency marketplace standpoint. Now we have this digital currency. We've never had that kind of pressure before. And that's now those currencies are going to be wandering over into the geopolitical world. And we're going to have to find out what the politicians are going to say about that. And I predict that there's going to be a reckoning out there. And I believe at some point, the politicians will have to stand up and say, this is tantamount to counterfeit. Some people will say that. We'll see how it happens. That'll be over the next 5 years. Tintail, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.